And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 122, we hope. All new Marvel Now. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
Sorry, I'm coughing. I'm Murray Fox.
What does a fox say?
Oh.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
You're fired, man. You are so fired.
All right, folks. We're hoping that, as the title says, we're going to be talking about Marvel's all-new, well, I think they should call it mostly new, because we'll get into that, Marvel Now, and the new titles, and the sort of new titles, and the not-so-new titles that they've called new. Talk about that. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about. And hopefully, I got two recorders running, so hopefully we don't screw this one up. So anyway, yeah, let's get into that, shall we?
I like this link that you sent, the one with this is Comic Vine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I didn't know some of these titles were getting canceled. I honestly didn't.
I just caught up on some of them. Yeah. Especially the Wolverine and the X-Men, but they're just going to restart it from number one.
Well, it looks like a few of these are going to start off from number one, but I mean, I knew Avengers Arena was going bye-bye. That was a given, given the nature of the story.
But you'll be happy to find out that those characters are continuing on.
The ones that survived.
Yes, correct. So, yeah. We want to talk. Well, shall we talk about the canceled stuff first?
I would.
Okay, let's get into that then. This is what's being canceled, boys and girls. Let's see. We start with Avengers Arena, that one was. I think you were reading that. You can talk about that. I barely know the concept.
It was basically Hunger Games with a bunch of young Marvel characters from various schools around the Marvel universe. Some invented for the story there from the Braddock Academy out of England, but for the most part it was former Avengers Academy some former Avengers Academy characters and some characters from. Young X-Men or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
I remember that. They thought they were being trained by Cyclops, but they were not. Actually read some of that.
Wait, so, and then, like I said, some new characters from Braddock Academy, and then they were kidnapped by Arcade, always a cool character who has it, who's been leveled up. I don't remember exactly how, and is taking, you know. Taking them out one by one, or actually letting them take each other out, and we are left with a fairly small group of characters at the end of the series.
Little Hunger Games action going on there.
More than a little. It was pretty brutal actually. I was shocked, but I don't think anybody got off that anyone was particularly is going to like write hate letters to Marvel for years and years to come.
Was it? Weren't they doing that for Mojo again?
I don't know. Were they?
Well, maybe I was wrong. I thought I saw that in when I looked at, but I could be wrong.
Did all the Runaways survive?
Who? What?
The Runaways. You know those characters, the Runaways.
Oh, that's right. There was a couple of Runaways in there. You're absolutely right. Yes, I think the Runaway characters did in fact survive, and there was also a Darkhawk.
Okay, I wondered about that. I used to read that book.
And then there was the girl from who was from the original Annihilation miniseries, from the Drax Annihilation miniseries.
Oh, that girl! I remember.
Cammy, I think is her name.
Sorry. Yeah, she didn't have any powers or anything, did she?
Nope. She's the Batman of the team of the group.
Sweet. Well, all right then. Let's see. Moving on. Okay, that was written by Dennis Hopeless and Kev Walker, at least at the time of cancellation. It'll be ending on issue number 18, November 2013. Huh? It's already gone? Oh, yeah, this is old. November 2013. That would be last month. Let's see. Cable and X-Force by Dennis Hopeless and Angel Unzueta. Okay. Ending issue 19. That was one that came out after Avengers versus X-Men. It had Cable, Colossus, Forge, Domino. That's where the Hope Kid went. She went back to her quote-unquote father, Cable. That's pretty much, I think they were all on the run. I read a couple of issues of it. I'm gonna try to catch up on that, but, and let's see. So they're canceling that. And that one, well, we'll get into what gets continued and what doesn't. Actually, most of these do. Well, no, I take that back. Captain Marvel canceling. Kelly Sue DeConnick, which I read the first issue and just didn't get into it. That was over in October with issue number 17. And we've talked about this before. One of my favorites, Daredevil with Mark Waid and Chris Samnee, will be ending issue number 36.
Real quick, on Captain Marvel, it's actually been – I read the last couple of issues, and it's been really good. The art's been really funky in a good way.
That's kind of what I had a problem with was the art, I think. But anyway, I didn't really know that much about that character, so I probably wasn't the right, you know.
They dropped the I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar point of view, you know, whole thing, you know, really emphasize, you know, pulling back on the fact that she's a woman and just focusing on the fact that she's a...
Yeah, and her name used to be Ms. Marvel, too, so...
Yeah, I've been impressed with the book.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about her. I heard an interview with her on Kieran Gillian. Has a podcast. I forget the name of it, but I heard him interview her, and she's also very cute, by the way. But she's probably young enough to be my daughter, so it doesn't really matter. Anyway, let's see. And well, I might as well. We'll go into the detail, but I'll go ahead and say the Avengers Arena. That's going to be continuing on as an Avengers Undercover number one in 2014. We'll get into the details of all the new stuff after. Cable and X-Force is going to quote-unquote continue in X-Force number one. Captain Marvel, they're going to restart that from number one in 2014. And also Daredevil will be restarting with number one. Okay, so we're caught up there. Fantastic Four is canceling, the one with Matt Fraction, which I started out being good. Had Mark Bagley and Carl Kessel and all them. I think Fraction left, probably because of Inhumanity or whatever. It'll end next month with issue number 16, and they're going to restart that one with a number one. See what I'm talking about when I said mostly new. Let's see, the FF... by Lee Allred, Matt Fraction, and Mike Allred. That, ending on issue number... I read that for a little bit. Issue number 16, that'll be ending in... I skipped one. January 2014. And the Fearless Defenders by Cullen Bunn from the Six Gun fame. That will be in Will Celani. Excuse me. Will be ending issue number 2 this month. And see, back to the list.
I'll tell you, FF went off the rails. Fantastic Four has been liking that, but FF just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stopped reading that before I stopped reading Fantastic Four. I need to go back and look at those again.
And Fearless Defenders has been a fun book.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it should never have been an ongoing series, but it will...
Yeah,
make a trade paperback.
Yeah, and he just recently posted on his blog what he was going to do with it. I read somewhere. I haven't looked at it yet, but he gave details on what he was going to do. So,
Who, Colin?
Yeah, I just read that this morning. I don't remember where though, but anyway, let's see, the FF. Yeah, I talked about that. Scarlet Spider, which I think was a clone, I think, of Peter or something. I don't remember what that was. It'll be ending with issue number 25 this month. The Secret Avengers by Nick Spencer. Oh, wait. Scarlet Spider was Chris Yost, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Looks like Secret Avengers is ending with number 16, and they're also restarting that next year. And they had a big, terrible, bad thing happen in the Ultimate Comics. I think they completely they're ending that universe, I think, but I'm not positive. So you got Ultimate Comics Spider-Man by Brian Michael Bendis and David Marquez is ending. I think they're already ended. Ultimate Comics Ultimates by Joshua Hill Filecoff, Carmine hell, I can't. There's no way I can do that one. Yeah, we'll have to. I'll post these links in the thing. Let's see, Uncanny X-Force by Sam Humphries will be ending with number 17, but then we're going to pick it back up with a brand new, well, mostly new X-Force number one. And this was a surprise. They're already ending Paul Cornell and Alan Davis's Wolverine within next month. Well, actually, this is January 2013, but I'm sure that's next month. Ending on issue number 13, but they're going to relaunch it with another number one.
No, well, all the time travel, they're actually going to end it before they started it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny. No, I get what you're saying now. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
I was being literal there for a second. Okay, and this was a surprise. Also, Wolverine and the X-Men by Jason Aaron and Nick Bradshaw will be ending issue number 42 next month. But they'll be relaunching it with another number one, Wolverine and the X-Men number one. And then there's Young Avengers by Kieran Gillen. That's ending with 15.
That's a huge disappointment. That book is on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard you mention it before. So.
Have you been keeping up on Young Avengers?
No, I read. Oh, sorry, you're not talking to me.
I think I have the first six issues that I read through, and then I just kind of stopped picking it up. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what I was reading. I should probably go back and pick some more of those up because they were good. Yeah, you're right. They were good stories.
They're very intelligent. You have to read them slowly. They're not ones that you can just speed through like most comic books. There's subtleties, the way the script is written. If you miss a piece of dialogue, you could in fact miss the whole point of the issue just from one dialogue.
That might be why if it's too cerebral, it might be why they kicked it.
Yeah, no, it's incredibly cerebral. That's a good word for it. I would.
Let's see. They're going to have some go quickly over the miniseries and one shots. They'll have a new Marvel Now .1 by Dan Slott and Mike Allred and a bunch of other people. Raj Morales, Nick Spencer and Raj Morales, Nathan Evans and Phil Noto, G. Willa Wilson, Adrian Alfona, James Robinson, and Steve Pugh, that's a coup. It's one of the places James Robinson went. He went back to Marvel to do stuff, which we'll get more into that now.
Yeah, but that issue is just a preview of some of the new
Marvel. Yeah, it is. The one they got one on Comixology right now that's for free. That's a preview of just some of them. So yeah, that's what's going on. Let's see. I'm gonna switch to the Wikipedia article because it gives more details here. All right, we'll start off with the new stuff.
I'm interested. I mean, there's so few titles that they're maintaining going, and they actually picked the right ones to keep going. Except for maybe two of these, I'm surprised are continuing. Which is I'm surprised Avengers AI is continuing, and I'm surprised that while I love it, I'm surprised Thunderbolt is continuing.
So you want to do the brand new ones or go with the ones that aren't being canceled now? Let's do that. Let's see. Basically, what they do, their marketing scheme is kind of underhanded. I don't know if you saw some of the covers. The ones that they're going to continue, but put under the all-new banner, will have a number dot now after them as a jumping on point. But if you look at some of the covers, the number, the real number is in little itty bitty, but they put a number one on it, big, huge number one. So, yeah, that's what they're doing. So,
wait a minute. You know what? I cannot fault Marvel for that. I don't know if anybody recalls, but about 2 years ago, there was this thing that DC did called Flashpoint. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
But they put a new number one on 52 titles.
Yeah, which they were really new, though.
Well,
most of them were, yes, I guess you could say.
I agree, but... But you know, I will not disparage Marvel for sneaking a number one onto their covers.
Yeah, because I'm looking at on Comics Beat. I'm looking at the link I guys sent you about Hickman and Briefport disagree over the nature of a jumping on point, and it shows the cover of New Avengers, and you see Submariner, you see Doctor Strange and Black Panther. They got a big huge, and they got a little city in front of them. And on the upper right-hand corner is a great, big, huge number one. Jonathan Hickman, Rags Morales. Sounds pretty good. You look down in the bottom right-hand corner, really small, it says 016 point now. So it's actually number 16. But they slapped it the number one on there because it's the all-new Marvel now. So anyway. So the ones that we're going to – I'll go over now. Let's see. Yeah, all-new X-Men. Starting in January 2014, starting with issue number 22 begins a new storyline called The Trial of Jean Grey. Bunch of aliens find out that Jean Grey's back, and we all know where this goes. She was the Phoenix, and blah blah blah. So,
isn't that what Byrne did with in Fantastic Four with Mr. Fantastic and the Galactus?
The Galactus.
They did that with the X-Men themselves in the blue part of the moon, remember? That's where they first saw the Imperial Guard, I believe, which I think is covered in that huge omnibus I bought recently. So moving on, we got Avengers All-New X-Men, Stuart Immonen, Brian Michael Bendis. Avengers, starting with 24, will be a point now, and... they're coming back after the events of Infinity to prevent the annihilation of Earth and a rogue planet as it hurtles towards Earth. That sounds like Vince Day for the Avengers. Yeah. The planet's going to explode, and if it doesn't, well, there's another planet going to hit it. So they got a double threat there. So there you go. Avengers AI staying around. Jonathan Hickman and Izzad Ribic, starting with issue number 8. The Threat of Demetrios and things going on there. And Uncanny Avengers, let's see, guest appearance by Uncanny Avengers in a new division of S.H.I.E.L.D. called the Robot Hunter Squad. Oh, boy.
Was Hickman always on Avengers AI?
I don't know. It doesn't say on this thing I'm reading.
I don't think he was.
He might not have been. This is what they call it in this Wikipedia, the initial creative team. You know, that might change when they actually come out. We all know how that goes.
On the comic line, it lists, it's still a Sam Humphries is writing it.
Yeah.
I think that probably makes more sense because they've got, shocking, Wikipedia might be wrong, but if they've got Hickman and Isaac doing both Avengers and Avengers AI, and I don't think Saad Ribic.
Okay, well, Yeah, okay, according to the comic Vine, then, it says Sam Humphries. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I don't know which one
of these is newer or not. Oh, this was last edited... this was it yesterday, so okay, well, that one will be more... that one's more up-to-date than I would assume.
At 11:08 p.m. even, so...
Yeah, so like last night-ish. Okay, so we got all new X-Men Avengers of Captain America by Rick Remender and Nick Klein. And according to this one, it says starting with number 16, it'll have the dot now on it. Guardians of the Galaxy by Brian Michael Bendis and Sarah Pacelli. And this says, starting with number 11, will be crossover with the all-new X-Men in the Trial of Jean Grey. I read that somewhere else too, so I'll take that for okay. Iron Man doesn't have any details as when on this article, but Iron Man by Kieran Gillen and Luke Ross. New Avengers by Jonathan Hickman and Rags Morales, which I just looked at that one thing, and it's 16 is when they're going to have that. Nova by Gary Dugan and Pac, is that a wrestler? No, it must be something else. Paco Medina. And that says, this one says, starting with number 13, Beta Ray Bill will guest star. Woohoo. Okay. And we got Savage Wolverine by Richard Eisenfeld, followed by a rotating team of writers and artists. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, that's actually it's a cool concept. It's just people want to tell a short Wolverine story that's in or out of continuity.
Mm. And they just throw it in there. Okay, so that's like the Tales of Legends of the Dark Knight digital series, then.
Or even the one that. DC published physical many.
Oh yeah, many. Yeah. Well, they do black and white now too, I think. According to this, that will start with 14. We'll have the dot now on here. Let's see. Next up, Superior Spider-Man by Dan Slott and Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Camuncoli.
That will start with number 27. Kicks off the Goblin Nation storyline. Don't tell me anymore because I'm eventually going to catch up. I am going through. I went ahead and bought that comic collector software, and I'm doing a inventory of all my trades so I know what I have and what I don't. That's what I've been working on since last night. But anyway,
I think the subtext on that one is, and I'm reading a lot into that particular solicitation more than probably is intended, but is. If they're continuing the title Superior Spider-Man as part of this new push, you know, we're getting at least another year, if not another year and a half of Ox Spider.
Well, I mean, it's selling, so I don't know why they wouldn't keep it up.
People are so sure Peter Parker's coming back before the movie, but.
Well, yeah.
If this is still continuing as is, then
did you notice they put out those Amazing Spider-Man number 700 point blah blah whatever, like point 1 through 4? The first one came out this week. Did you notice that? Yeah, I read through it, and it's just new stories with Peter Parker, but they're like in the past. It's not him coming back or anything. That's what I thought they were doing with it. Just all of a sudden starting over and say 700 and Peter Parker's back and then you figure out how, I don't know. But no, it was just like, you know, just stories of from in the past, I guess. So I haven't read all of them. All of them have come out. I think the first two have come out.
As noted in an offline conversation, I am woefully behind on my reading, so.
Yes.
I would get it.
Yeah, I kind of am too. I'm not. I've been concentrating on trades and older stuff instead of the newer stuff. I've been getting them. I just haven't read them yet. I save those for lunch hours at work. Yeah. So where was I? Oh yes, Thor: God of Thunder by Jason Aaron and Izzad Rubik. I think he's in a couple of these. Yeah, he does the Avengers too. According to this, that will start with number 19. The first in a five-part saga, fighting. Thor was fighting to save the Earth on two different fronts in the present. He's working with S.H.I.E.L.D. to take on an all-new Roxxon, blah, 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 in the future. King Thor runs up against a very old and very hungry Galactus. Okay, interesting. They're still doing that three timelines thing. And we've got Thunderbolts by Charles Soule and Carlo Barbieri. And that will start with number 20. And Ghost Rider, the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, joins the team, which will come into something next.
That book is just cool blow-ups you know, in vein of Lobo and Deadpool.
The inclusion of Punisher in that series is why Greg Rucka quit the Punisher series he was writing, which it wasn't all. He was phoning it in anyway. I was really looking forward to reading that, and they did one issue where there was no dialogue whatsoever. It was very strange. So
Deadpool is missing from all of these lists.
Well, of the big list, he's in that one. I don't know. I haven't read all of these yet.
No, I mean Deadpool proper.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He is. We'll get into that, though.
Missing from all three lists, whether it's continuing, new, or canceled.
I don't think this is all-inclusive yet. They just started their little marketing campaign in the last week or two, I think. So we'll have to see. I found a bunch of stuff on so Bleeding Cool. Yeah, one of the articles I sent you was Bleeding Cool, and that was on the 5th is when they kicked off the retailer-based promotions. We'll go into that real quick. Deep discounts on every all-new Marvel title. They'll get a free previews book featuring first looks at Marvel New Comics, which is already out in digital. They're doing a Google Hangout with creators and editors, and they're making available a series of promotional trailers for in-store screenings. Blah, blah, blah. And there's a checklist here. So, there you go. Where were we? Thunderbolts, okay. Uncanny Avengers is continuing, starting with number 18. Rick Remender and Steve McNiven. Oh, wait, I'm looking at the wrong one. It just says Rick Remender on here. Is that worth going back and reading? I'm trying to catch up on all the mutant stuff.
Hey, it will probably read very well in trade.
Yeah, that's why I might just get the trade instead of trying to read it digital instead. Let's see. And then the X-Men title by Brian Wood and Chris Anka, which is the all-female team, I do believe, starts with number 10. Oh, Uncanny Avengers 18 is the point now. The new storyline titled Planet X. X-Men starting with issue number 10. Three-issue story called Ghosts. And they got a limited Winter Soldier, the Bitter March limited series coming out in February, which of course has to do with the new movie. It's called Winter Soldier. That's when they find out about Bucky. I won't spoil it for you.
Wait, what about Bucky?
Oh, check this out. In other media, on December 13th, 2012, which hasn't happened yet, but they're talking about it like it already happened, a special Marvel Now category was featured on a television quiz show, Jeopardy. So that'll be next week. Interesting. And depending on when you're listening to this. Costume based on the Marvel Now title Indestructible Hulk made available in the game Marvel Superhero Squad Online. Interesting. And Incredible Hulk wasn't on that list. Did they cancel that? Yeah, I think they did. Indestructible Hulk. Did they even mention it in here?
No, Hulk is not mentioned either.
In either list, is it?
None of the three lists. Hulk is not listed either. Good point. Good catch.
Yeah, because I was kind of disappointed in that, even though it was Wade. Oh wait, there it is. Indestructible Hulk. I skipped it. No, it was canceled. Oh wait a minute.
Not according to
comics. No, it says I'm looking at the Wave 1 stuff. I scrolled up too high. So, yeah, apparently that just, like, everybody wanted to forget that it existed because they've been showing that character in the Avengers. He's in Bruce Banner's in the Avengers world preview I read online a little bit ago. So, we'll have to find out. I'll have to do some research on that one.
Either they're just continuing without the Marvel Now push,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah, this isn't
made an announcement yet about.
Yeah, I don't think they have. So, okay, now let's get into the new stuff. This is the somewhat new stuff. There's going to be Inhumanity: The Awakening by Matt Kent. Limited series. Okay, this is what we got. Depending on.
So quick on the cancel stuff. I'm really surprisingly interested to find out what they do with the Ultimate characters. I'm.
Oh
yeah, those series are ending. I'm curious. Like
I from my understanding, that at the end of the Ultron, Age of Ultron thing, you know, Galactus went through that rip in space and went to the Ultimate Universe and started ripping crap up.
Yep. I just want to know what they're going to do with those characters, because there's a lot of popularity. I mean, the Miles Morales character.
Seems like I read that they're bringing him over, but I don't know for sure.
They even have their own Jean Grey. So.
Yeah, that's true. I've never read any of those. I know little about it, but I do think I read that though. They're doing that.
We will see.
Okay, I'm going to use the Wikipedia one because it's got the details. So if I get the wrong writer artist thing, let me know. Let's see. Here we go. First up, a quote unquote all new Ghost Rider. It's going to be, it's a completely new character, Robbie Reyes, in East L.A., which the one in Thunderbolts is the original one, if I'm not mistaken, the Johnny Blaze one. So that's interesting that they're doing that.
But in the Thunderbolts, they just say Johnny Blaze. They don't say Ghost Rider.
Ah.
Oh, well, one of these things that had Ghost Rider and Johnny Blaze in parentheses.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
In fact, I saw a preview of it in something I was looking at. But, yeah.
It's going to be Ghost Rider Core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then we got... That's with Felipe Smith and Trad Moore, correct?
Who are they?
Oh.
No idea. Felipe Smith.
They're both mysteries, so this book has a...
He's done...
Well, he's on Imagine Agents. Oh, cool.
Hmm. Okay. Character designer for Nickelodeon's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles TV series as well. Here's one of the coups. All New Invaders, which will initially follow the classic four members of the original Invaders, which would be Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which is actually Bucky, Namor and the original Human Torch, and put them in present-day battle against the Kree. You got James Robinson. Yes, that James Robinson. Earth 2 and Starman. With Steve Pugh. Interesting.
Pew.
And,
depending on the price, I'll take a look at it. I don't think I'm in love with Steve Pugh. And his art. He was on Animal Man, right? Wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, was he?
I think it was. I don't love his art style, but yep. I'll give the series a look, as long as it's not like the $4 book. Because if it's a $4 book, then I'm probably not giving it much of a look.
Well, we're talking about Marvel, so more than likely it will be. I think all of these will.
It's hard to say. They're so schizophrenic with what they...
Well, yeah, and the page counts like varies a whole bunch depending on, you know, what the deal is. So.
Mm-hmm. However, it's Robinson, and if they let Robinson do his thing...
He has another title in here, too.
I know. That one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that one, me too. Yeah, go ahead.
Marvel tends to let their guys have a lot of flexibility. I mean, show that status quo can be reestablished at any given time, they let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, I've noticed that in that Captain America one that who was it, Remender and I'm blanking.
Cooper.
No, it was John Romita Jr. With that whole Dimension X thing and being there for years and all that, and it seems like some of the solicits I've seen, he's back in our time, but I don't really know.
Yes.
Okay. I want to get caught up on that one too. I might get trades of it. Let's see. So this was no surprise to people, I think. The quote-unquote all-new X-Factor, which pretty much takes over directly after X-Factor number 260 was the end of the old series. It says, I dropped some Peter David, writer Peter David, Carmine D. Giandomenico. He says he dropped some reasonably obvious hints in that one as to what direction we were going. Now, I read about this. This is going to be – they're selling it as a – which they might have – he might – this wiki thing might have, you know, given something away. The solicit I read says that they're sponsored by a corporation, and it's a government-sponsored team, it says here, but it's supposed to be a corporate sponsor, according to the solicit I read. So I'm wondering if they're not – the mutants think it's the corporation, but it's really the government. I don't know. Anyway, it says a government-sponsored team of mutants, including Polaris, Quicksilver, and Gambit. And there's some others in there, some a new one, and I think there might be another one. I guess there's a picture somewhere. Where did I see it? Anyway. So, yeah, that sounds interesting. I like Peter David. That might be something I could get into. Next up, coming out in March by Dennis Hopeless and Kev Walker, I believe. Yeah, that's right. You got... Avengers Undercover. So basically what they did is that this series follows the survivors of Avengers Arena as they try to infiltrate the Masters of Evil. Hopeless said the characters, and I quote, "The characters who survived Murder World came out of the other side much different than they went in. Those psychological scars from the arena weigh heavily on all of the kids. They don't fit in so well in their old lives. They no longer feel like they belong and looking for a way to get back to what they've lost. All this leads them down the path of Avengers Uncovered." And that actually sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's like the flip side of Thunderbolts, right, originally?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Hopefully it'll promote the happy ending eventually for these guys, these poor kids. It sounds like it's going to start on a big bummer.
Yeah, they're gonna pretend like to be villains, I guess. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm gonna continue with this. I think Dennis Hopeless did he really signed me in with Avengers, and surprisingly, I am a fan of the Hunger Games, and will be. And I was skeptical. I was like, oh my god, they're really gonna like do this bloody battle thing with the Marvel Universe. They did, and they did it well. They did it in a way that. Like I said, I don't think that people are going to be clamoring for certain characters to come back, and I like the idea that rather than continuing the arena setting, they're shifting the focus. I'm a little disappointed they have to do a new number one, but oh well.
Well, in this one I can understand. It's a whole other book.
Yeah, but this concept can only go for so long too, and then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I mean, it could always be put on other. Undercover stuff after this, so.
Well, maybe they're planning like a trilogy of some sort, so.
Mm, yeah, that's possible.
Arena was the first part of their teen Marvel story, and this is their second part, and. Because you're right, it's got a limited shelf life. Well, I mean, we thought Thunderbolts probably had a limited shelf life, and it's still kicking. Not that it's the same.
Yeah.
The same, but. Yeah. But still.
Yeah, that I was surprised about that one.
Yeah, Thunderbolts is a name now. It's not a concept any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Next up, Avengers World with Nick Spencer, Jonathan Hickman as writers, and Stefano Caselli. Spencer says what the book is about is really in the title. This is a book about geography. About what Marvel? Right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Come on.
Two blocks up, one block over.
Yeah, the preview I read online on Comixology, apparently they're going to make themselves more available to S.H.I.E.L.D. for big missions and stuff. So anyway, so they're going to be going more places than in space or New York is the whole idea. My Asia, Africa, you know. So anyway, that's kind of what they're doing. Kind of like Justice League Europe, or Justice League International, actually, now I think about it.
I guess. The Avengers have always been bopping around. Like, I don't know.
You don't see it?
Well, I think they're always going to the Savage Land or Black Panther's country, or like they're always, they're never in New York or space for all that long. I don't know. I'm sure it's going to continue the story that Hickman's already telling, and he's got big plans, and I'm sure it'll all kind of dovetail nicely with what's gone on before. But it's not really a new idea. I mean, Busick did Avengers World 100 million years ago when he was writing the book, and
yeah, I remember that.
They've done this before. They've expanded. They've done the idea that everyone's an Avenger, and uh-huh. I mean, it's all in the way you do it, though. So Hickman's approach is going to be way different than Busick's approach for sure.
Uh-huh. Yes, because there'll be a lot more big words.
Yep, and they'll all have the same voice.
Okay.
They'll all talk like, not quite like Bendis, back and forth, witty dialogue, but yes. And the quiet moments. Lots of quiet moments.
Yeah. Lots. Okay,
I'm sure it'll have a really good story.
Okay. Let's see. Next up, Black Widow. I stopped reading it. I haven't read his stuff in a while, so I don't know. We'll see. I might look at it.
On art. Look at that.
Who?
Phil Noto.
Yeah. Nathan Edmondson, which that name sounds familiar. I think he did. I don't remember. Something I read that I was surprised it was really good. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, Black Widow. He's saying, without giving too many plot turns away, then there is a preview of that in the thing they got online now. She's a character-driven – Natasha is a character driven by atonement. She's a hero now, but she was a villain and a dirty one. The kinds of things she's guilty of in her past in Russia do not go away with some vitamin B and a glass of water in the morning. She has a lifetime to make up for her past deeds, and we'll see what her penance, if you will. Yeah, so she's okay. So she's
Nathan Emerson was on the new Grifter series that DC did.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not saying much for him, is it?
And he does for Image, he's on Where Is Jake Ellis.
Yeah, that one I've heard of. I've got a lot of good stuff about it. But you know, you can't blame anybody for bad New 52 titles since there's such a large editorial mandate on all that crap. let's see. Next up, Captain Marvel, back with Kelly Sue DeConnick and David Lopez, which I don't know. David Lopez is new enough.
I love his artwork.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different artist than the last time, then, isn't it?
What is David done?
He did the Hellcat miniseries, and he was on Uncanny. I'm thinking of David LaFuente, I think. Maybe I don't know who David Lopez
is. He did New Mutants for a while.
Never mind. I don't know who he is.
Fallen Angel.
He's doing Fallen Angel over at IDW.
Yeah. He did some X-Men, it looks like.
Ooh, yeah, I was thinking of a different David.
Okay. Let's see. Steve Wacker.
The book in my head?
Would have been awesome, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have picked that up.
That's funny.
Now you have no care. You just don't give a crap.
No care now, yeah. It says...
There's no way it's going to reach what was in my head. Like.
Yeah, so you're not even going to try it now? Is that what you're telling us?
I will look at it, but the pictures are going to have to be pretty damn pretty.
Okay. Let's see, Steve Wagner.
The concept is pretty cool. The concept on that Captain Marvel book is pretty interesting, though, and it's a little PC, but it's still an interesting idea that they're going to have a Muslim character as the new Captain Marvel.
No. You're talking about Ms. Marvels. Ms. Marvel is that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
This is a continuation.
The pretty and blonde.
Yeah, Carol Danvers again.
Okay, sorry. Go. ignore me. I just like yeah, we have our misconceptions about this book, Murray.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you what it's really about now. Okay, the first chapter.
who's really drawing the damn thing?
David Lopez, according to this.
Right.
Okay. Okay. The very first Captain Marvel series was very personal for Carol, according to Steve Wachter. He got rid of a bunch of baggage that had built up around the character over the years. We're going to see Carol reaching out more. We're going to see her in a context we haven't seen her in a lot during the last couple of years. As she moves up and away from Earth. Oh, she's going to space. Interesting. Mm-hmm. She'll probably meet the Guardians of the Galaxy at some point. So her new mission takes her higher than she's ever been, faster than she's ever been, and farther than she's ever gone. It gives her sort of a clean start. There you go. Okay, so there's that.
Their costumes are kind of similar now, too.
Yeah?
Kind of.
She lost her memory in the current series, or she's had a memory
again?
Reboot. Yes.
Seriously. So.
Did it's Rogue okay. This time she didn't have a baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! That was a pull there, Murray. Good job.
Yeah. Let's see. Daredevil, back with Mark Waid and Chris Samnee. This time, this is a kind of cool concept, which they did with the X-Men years ago. Which I'm not sure why they picked the same city, but anyway. Series sees Matt Murdock transplanting to San Francisco. About the move, Waid said, without spilling too much of the final issue of the previous series, we can tell you that Matt has to leave New York and in many ways has no choice but to return to California specifically. He has nowhere else to go, and his cast will hang their collective hat from now on. That's where he and his cast. At least one cast member to accompany him, maybe not all. Nature of Matt's law practice will have to change substantially, and of course there's the architecture, cityscapes, and street locales. Yeah, it's a whole new look. Interesting.
What does that mean, he returns to California?
Might have grown up there. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that much about Daredevil. So.
Maybe he's been in New York or California before. I don't know.
That might have been where he grew up. I don't really know.
Was he part of West Coast Avengers at one point?
No, actually, it says here, Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, he grew up in Hell's Kitchen. I remember that now.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a New Yorker.
Oh, interesting. I don't know what happened in California then.
He's going to hate San Francisco then.
Mm-hmm. Next up, with Zeb Wells and Mike Del Mundo. Zeb Wells, that sounds familiar. Who the hell is he?
He's done stuff for Marvel.
He's actor on Robot Chicken.
Right.
Then he done Heroes for Hire, Civil War, Young Avengers, Runaways, some Spider-Man stuff, Venom Dark Origin, Anti-Venom, launched the series Avenging Spider-Man with Joe Madureira in 2011. Okay. He's going to be doing a new Elektra series. It's about her trying to find herself through violence, of course. I don't want to give much away, but Elektra's given a list of targets to hunt that are even deadlier than her. She becomes a hunter of assassins. Okay, that sounds interesting.
I would rather see Elektra in a romance book.
Okay.
She's always killing people. Always.
Well,
young assassins in love.
Yeah. See, I've noticed some of the Thunderbolts they've given series again. Because Punisher's got a new series coming up in this list. You got a Elektra, she's on that team. You got, although it is a different Ghost Rider, there's a Ghost Rider book. So it's kind of interesting.
I want to see her sort of like in the Mindy Project. Oh, a young lady trying to make it on her own in New York, trying to find love in all the wrong places. Yeah, that I would buy.
Constantly dating the wrong guy, but always in love with one of her coworkers quietly.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And she awesome can kill awesome on show. The side or whatever, but
yeah.
Lighten her up. She's got such a load on her shoulders.
The one issue of Elektra, the Frank Miller miniseries when she was brainwashed and she was having a good life and all that.
Wow. Yeah, more of that. Make her spunky.
Make her spunky.
Oh, she's going to do the. It's going to be a Buffy type series. Okay.
Oh, Lord, yeah. You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
Alrighty. Well, for those of you that like your gloomy killers with headbands, headscarves, There you go.
Okay. Next up is Fantastic Four. With James Robinson. Yes, that James Robinson. And artist Leonard Kirk. Now, quickly.
This one I am so looking forward to.
Oh, he's done all kinds of stuff. He's a Canadian, by the way. Oh, yes. No. He's American-born.
Living
in Canada.
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of stuff. Aquaman, Batman, Deadman, Detective.
JSA.
Yeah, JSA.
He did a great run on JSA before they got that lumpy artist. What's his name?
Don't have an idea.
Dale Eagles.
Dark X-Men. He did Deep Space Nine series for a little bit. Oh, that Freshman series for Image. Dinosaurs for Hire. Is that what I just read?
Excellent. I want this book to succeed.
Yeah, from Malibu. Dinosaurs for Hire, number 5 through 12. Wow. Okay, so Robinson says a series about, and I quote, a family finding the strength to face adversity through the help and love of each other. Okay. Going to see the fragmentation of the family due to villainous outside forces that are slowly picking at them and eroding them. Arc I'm going to be telling is basically the fall and the rise of Fantastic Four, especially the fall and rise of Johnny Storm. Okay. Wow. Okay. Good old James Robinson. He knows how to do that stuff.
It's a small cast for a James Robinson book.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it should be interesting. Then we got Inhuman by Matt Fraction and Joe Maldaria. Oh, that'd be interesting.
Joey Mad.
Yeah. Series will follow. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
He'll do a total of one issue.
Probably, yeah. The series follows the fate of King Black Bolt and his royal family in the aftermath of the Infinity Event, in which new Inhumans have sprung up around the globe, forcing the one secret society of the Inhumans into the open. Originally scheduled for January, it is later delayed until April. It's already delayed. It hasn't even come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so anybody that hasn't read the Infinity Event, we spoiled some of it for you. Sorry about that.
You know what? Marvel spoiled their event.
Like, did they?
Oh.
Seems like I heard that.
We knew the ending of that book 800 years before the ending actually came out. It blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
It's just a way. It's a way of them again repopulating their planet with powered people. Like, you know, after no more mutants, now they got to figure out a way to get all these powered characters back. And bam.
Well, you know, the Hope thing, the AVX did that too.
Well, this is a quick fix. The AVX, they can now be born as mutants. Now they.
Now there's just people with powers all of a sudden. That's right, because they use Terrigen mists, don't they?
Yeah.
It's going to be like Millennium, where they every book will have a Inhuman book in it.
That's funny. Okay, next up, Iron Patriot, with writer Les Cott and artist Gary Brown. I have no idea who that guy is. Let's look this up.
I want to say he did a little bit of Suicide Squad for DC, maybe.
He did once a Witching Hour, a thing called Zero, and a thing called Change.
Oh.
It doesn't really say that much. He did some other stuff. In September, he launched a new ongoing series titled Zero with Image, which follows the missions of a soldier by the name of Edward Zero. Each issue will feature a different artist. Interesting. So anyway, he's writing this book, Iron Patriot. And according to him, which I think this is interesting, James Rhodes is the human equivalent of Superman, quote-unquote the Man of Steel in the Marvel Universe. He wants to do good and good only. What he realizes in the beginning of our story is that he's got a deep need to adjust his life. What does James Rhodes want to stand for? What does he want Iron Patriot to stand for? You'll know by the end of number one. I didn't know they actually went ahead and changed that character's name, too, in the comics. I thought he was still War Machine.
Mm.
But anyway, it's about James Rhodes.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be around long.
I don't think so either.
That character has enough.
Yeah, if they could have made a book with that character, they would have done it a long time ago. Let's see. Here we got Loki, Agent of Asgard, by Al Ewing and Lee Garbett. Now, it seems like I've seen something about this before, but the series, according to this, the series follows Loki, who has been depicted as a teenager in recent years. He says in this, Ewing says in the series, Loki isn't the old self that he used to be. He's an adult, as say Kate Bishop. A young man of stolen wealth and varied taste, with the universe as his oyster and a penchant for black nail varnish. Okay, we're stripping that story right back to the basics and giving him at least the illusion of a fresh start. Back to the core of the trickster mischief maker. That I have absolutely no interest in this at all.
Oh, I think there's probably a lot of people that are going to want to watch it, see it. I think Loki's kind of one of those characters, like from Avengers and Thor the movie. I think he's got a lot of fans.
Yeah, he is pretty popular now, I guess.
His Journey to Mystery series was really well received.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Next up, this was a surprise to me. They're going to do a Magneto series. And this Wikipedia article doesn't say much, but there's an article I found. Let's see. It's going to be by Colin Bunn from Sixth Gun, which I need to read more of that. That's coming out in March. Let's see. What is the article I found here? You know, was it on Numerous?
Wow, this art is amazing.
Yeah. Let's see.
Magneto hasn't had a series before now.
They've done mini series, but yeah. Gabriel Hernandez Walta is the guy. So, and I'm sure this has to do with the new, Days of Future Past movie coming out. Tracking down. Oh, okay. He's going to be a assassin to mutant haters, basically. His new role in a new ongoing series. He'll be tracking down and limiting those that threaten the existence of mutant kind.
You're gonna hate this series, Chris, because it's all painted, it looks like.
Yeah. Why
don't you say that? I don't have a problem with that. Depends on what it looks like.
Well, the ones that you tend to steer away from are the painted books, like I Vampire. You were like, you didn't appreciate it at first when it was all that.
Yeah, it took me a while to like that. I don't know why.
Or even his stuff now on what is he doing now?
Ah, Arrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, I'm behind on that. Okay. So yeah, I'm surprised that they're doing that, but. You know, I can imagine it, they're tying it in with the movie, however they can. And here's one that's interesting, one we haven't seen in a while, Moon Knight.
Wait a minute, you skipped over one.
No, I didn't. I didn't?
Well, at least according to Comic Vine, you did.
Let me go back to Comic Vine.
Miracle Man by Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham.
Oh, yeah, that's not in here. It's not on the Wikipedia list. Yeah, they're doing a new series. Whoa, wow, with Neil Gaiman. Holy crap. That's big. That's big.
And Mark Buckingham of Fables. Goodness.
Of Fables? Oh, that's right. They're ended Fables, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they are in about a year. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can start getting those trades then. I might get the... I only got like four trades. I might get those hardcovers that they put out instead. Interesting. Yeah, that isn't on this list at all.
Good catch. Fascinated. I mean, they finally got all the legal stuff wrangled out, and who do they get to write it? They get one of the guys who was part of the whole legal battle.
Yeah, that's kind of a snub to what's his name, isn't it?
Well, no, I think the plan was always that Neil Gaiman was going to come back and continue the story that he'd started, right? Like it was Gaiman and Buckingham never got to finish their. The storyline they had been working on, so for them to come back, I think was always in the plan.
Oh.
I had no idea.
I did not either. Yeah. Have you read those, Murray? I haven't. I have to admit, I have never read Miracle Man. So
they're supposed to redo the. I've seen them in the latest solicits. They're redoing, reprinting all the old stuff, and Alan Moore didn't want his name on it, so they put instead in its place the original art writer. That's what it's, they've got instead of his name. You okay?
Such a baby.
Yeah, he is. He's getting old. You all right there, man?
Who's that? That science fiction writer who's always suing people?
I have no idea.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about, Marie. Oh God. It'll come to me. He's always he got famous just as soon. Harlan Ellison. That's it.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've heard about him. Yeah, yeah.
He's gotten cranky like Harlan Ellison has gotten cranky. Only with more money.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What's up? What else did I miss? I think the rest of it's pretty good. Next up, Moon Knight by Warren Ellis and Declan Shavely. Ellis says the series takes Mark Spector back to New York because, and I quote, "there's just a wonderful strangeness to seeing that particular figure against a New York landscape." Out of all of the Urban Cape superhero characters, I think he's almost the most incongruous, adding his cape is actually a crescent moon, and he goes out at night dresses in a reflective white so you can see him coming. Now, that's nuts. I like that. Okay. Yeah. I saw some pictures of that, and it looked, he was like in a suit and a fedora, but it was all white. So I'm not sure.
So he's the shadow. He's
like shadow. The Shadow Noir stuff is real big right now. I mean, half of Dynamite's line is that stuff. The Shadow Now, they got a book where the Shadow and the Green Hornet's together. They got one where the Shadow's with a bunch of other noir characters. And I think Chris Roberson is writing one of those Shadow ones, but $4 a piece, you know, it's a trade thing. I mean, they're good, but they're not $4 good. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against Chris Roberson.
Well, this guy, the artist on it has been doing some really interesting stuff over in Deadpool lately. So
I've never heard of this.
And Warren Ellis is always good for noir stuff and for that genre, for lack of a better word.
Are you thinking of Garth Ennis?
No.
Warren Ellis does that stuff too? Oh, okay, I don't remember.
No, he does Intrigue. He went back when he was doing...
yeah, that's right.
Like Authority and stuff.
It was the Authority, very... that's what I'm thinking of. I still haven't read any of that. Thinking about getting... They got Omnibuses out. Got the Ying Yang out now. So yeah, that should be interesting. I've always liked that character. Let's see. Here we go. Now, this is one that Murray was talking about earlier. Ms. Marvel...
Actually, it was me who screwed it up.
Oh, that's right. It was Caleb. That's right. And it's not the artist you were thinking of either, Murray. So, yeah. So we got Ms. Marvel coming out in February of next year. Writer G. Willow Wilson. Is that a female? Yes, yep. It is.
She's done a little bit for Vertigo. Yeah. She did the Vixen miniseries just before.
Yeah, Return of the Lion. I see that. Pointed it out. The Mystic miniseries that was had it tied to the old cross-gen stuff.
Yep.
With David Lopez. Oh, there's a tie there. Anyway, artist is Adrian Alfona. Not much about her on here.
He did.
Doesn't say. Yeah, it's a he. Oh, he's the co-creator of Runaways.
Yeah.
With Brian K. Vaughan. Okay, now we know who we're talking about. The series will feature Kamala Khan, a 16-year-old American Muslim. Oh, somebody call Fox News. Anyway, a girl from New Jersey with body morphing powers, Wilson said. The Miss Marvel mantle has passed to Kamala Khan, high school student from Jersey who struggles to reconcile being an American teenager with the conservative customs of her Pakistani Muslim family. So in a sense, she has a dual identity before she even puts on her superhero costume. Like a lot of children of immigrants, she's torn between two worlds, the family she loves, but which drives her crazy, and her peers who really don't understand what her home life is like. Interesting.
I hope the book does well.
Yeah, I think I hope it does too. Then we have a return of New Warriors with Christopher Yost and Marcus Toe. The feature a team initially consisting of Speedball, Justice, Nova, and a host of new characters, including Sun Girl, a human, Hai Chi, I guess that's how you say it, an Inhuman, R. Kaylee, a demigod, Walter Snake, an Atlantean, and a clone by the name of Scarlet Spider. Oh, that's where Scarlet Spider's going.
So wait a minute. It is totally revisiting the original.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, that might be good.
I love the original. The original.
Oh, yeah. I had it, too. They put an omnibus out of it. I don't know how much it's covered in it. Yeah, they did. I think it's now in solicits right now. Let me see. Let me look it up. Yeah, just look up new Warriors Omnibus. I'm sure it's on Amazon.
New Warriors would make a great Avengers-verse movie. I really do. So.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Here it is, New Warriors Omnibus.
And Marcus Toe doing the art. Another tie to the.
Yeah, it's a mere $82.52 on Amazon right now. It covers New Warriors number 1 through 26, New Warriors Annual 1 through 2, Avengers 341 to 342, or material from, I guess that's Thor, yeah, 411 to 412, New Mutants Annual number 7, X-Men Annual number 15, X-Factor Annual number 6, Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 26, Spectacular Spider-Man number 12, and Web of Spider-Man Annual number 8. That's when Spider-Man crossed over and they had all those annuals crossover. That was a good story. And, that's some good stuff. That's a lot of – how many pages are we talking here? 1,064 pages. I'm sure you can get it cheaper.
Or for $50? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on – in fact, I think I've seen it on eBay already for 50-ish. I'll be picking that up sometime.
That sounds... Yeah. Yes, us too. Me too. We're almost done.
All right, we're almost done. Let's get this game.
Punisher.
People gotta go. Where are we?
Punisher.
No.
No?
Secret Avengers. They're restarting it.
Punisher.
And then there's She-Hulk. Right? Oh, yeah, you don't have... I see. It's different how you did. Okay. The Punisher, Nathan Edmondson, and Mitch Gratz. He's back in New York again. Oh, no, he goes to Los Angeles. Okay. Not much to say about that. He's going to shoot people.
Yeah, maybe he'll shoot Daredevil.
Yeah, you never know.
They'll meet in Santa Cruz and have it out.
There you go. Then you got... Secret Avengers by Alex Scott and Michael Walsh, and that's happens right after the end of the last series, so it's not really new. Then you got She-Hulk. The series follows Jennifer Walters' personal life as a lawyer and a superhero. Oh man, that sounds boring.
Are you kidding? That sounds perfect.
Now, here's one.
We got it real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm in 100% agreement with you, Murray. And they do you remember when Dan Slott actually did that She-Hulk series for a while where she was a lawyer and they used comic books to defend their
I don't know. It might be good.
Look, Charles Soule, he's great. Javier Paludo, he's awesome. He did...
I really don't know any.
He did some Spider-Man stuff. I think he did the Shade miniseries parts of it. I think it's going to be a beautiful book.
Oh, he's taking over Swamp Thing with number 19.
Yeah, Charles Soule, he's all over the freaking place. The guy, he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing Red Lanterns. And he's writing Superman Wonder Woman, too.
Plus, he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer in real life.
Oh, well, all right then. Okay, maybe that'll be incredibly interesting. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
She-Hulk's going to go out partying, spend a day hanging out at the beach. That's perfect.
Yeah. That sounds so much fun.
That's exactly what I want.
All right.
throw so, Electra in that book.
Okay.
And it'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, Silver Surfer. Now, this one sounds good to me because I always liked this character. Dan Slott, Mike Allred. I'm not really fond of his arc, though. Anyways, he's Norrin Rad, severed from Galactus and free to explore the universe, which, I mean, they've done that before. It talks about that. So, yeah, anyway, it's going to be the kind of joy and freedom like you're 16 and you just got the keys to the car. Okay. You just can go anywhere in the universe, but not home.
He's got a little girl sidekick, apparently, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Oh, interesting.
You need somebody, because Surfer is a bit of a...
Yeah, he's out there.
Well, he's just a bit of a... He doesn't have much of a personality. So you need someone with a personality for him to bounce off
of. Yeah, I can see that. Let's see. Wolverine.
It's gonna be each blanket bingo. He's going to be Moondoggy, and she's going to be...
You would think. A guy with a body like that who's walking around in a silver bikini all day long with a surfboard, you would expect him to be a little more exciting than he is.
He should have a lot of biddies hanging off of him, right?
Totally. Totally. However, Dan Slott sure will bring the interest.
So let's see.
Mike Allred's kind of a freak, so he should have fun with it.
Yeah. All right, next up you have Wolverine. With Paul Cornell, no Alan Davis though. Artist Ryan Stegman, and the series finds Wolverine reconnecting with his darker side and joining a group of minor supervillains as he tries to make his life more simple. What? The series is going back into what likes to be a villain and how those guys think of themselves. Finds it real okay, interesting. Wolverine and X-Men, they're relaunching it, but this time the series is going to focus on three students. Quentin Quire, Evan Sabrenner, and ID Okonolo. I think that's Armor. These kids are...
ID is not Armor. ID is she's a character that was created recently. She can fire and ice.
Oh, that's right. She's the one that talks about killing people all the time. I remember
yes.
That. As we've seen up to this point, he didn't have such a great track record with that stuff when he was his best, and then we could be witnessing the growth of the next great team of X-Men. Yeah, so, they've shown some of that in that series. So, yeah, it's not going to be about anybody else, I guess. It's just going to be those three. Well, new writer. Jason Latour.
New writer, yeah. But in his own book, he's going to be a villain, and in this book, he's going to be...
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense, does it? I don't know.
Well, but that's the same thing they're doing with Magneto. He's a hero and over in Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah,
true.
And Mahmoud Azra, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Him.
He was on, he did that.
He did Supergirl for the longest time.
He did that.
He did the reboot of Supergirl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful art.
Oh, God. He did that thing for Image with the five kids that...
Dynamo 5.
Dynamo 5, that's it. He did the art on that.
With Jay Faber.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine. And the last on here is X-Force by Simon Spurrier and...
Rocky Kim.
Rocky Kim, huh?
Okay. I love that name.
Yeah, that's a cool name. Let's see, an X-Force team led by Cable, which works as a dirty tricks, quote-unquote, department for the mutant nation, Spurrier said. So we're going to see them on hits. We're going to see them stealing intelligence, technology, and weaponry from other factions. We're going to see them truffing out emergent threats and destroying them before they can get started. It's probably the same denominator of the old, a Black Ops X-Men team, but a lot more of an emphasis on international and interfactional competition. So did they cancel... that one he was doing, X-Men Legacy? I think they did. They don't really say, do they?
I think it is ending. I think it unfortunately is ending.
It is. I think, yeah.
I think they're switching they're going to reboot that one as well. I'm surprised it's not on the list.
Well, like I said, this isn't... I don't think this is an all-inclusive list yet. So, because it's not on either list.
Yeah, because they don't have enough new number ones on here. They need a few.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, see, it's not on either. That book is not on either list. The canceled or the staying around, so they might haven't decided what they're going to do with it.
There's 25. Ha! 25. You see, the opposite of 52.
All right, yeah.
There are 25 new titles listed here.
Interesting.
I may be a conspiracy person, but come on, 25, 52?
Mm. I don't know if they thought put that much thought into it, but you could be right. You could be right.
Maybe that's why they're not including Deadpool and Hulk and X-Men Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That would screw up the...
Yeah, that would. But yeah, that new Warriors looks good.
Warriors... The Black Widow stuff. If you look on, if you haven't seen it yet, you guys, over on Comic Book Resources, they have some previews of the new Black Widow series on there.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Looks.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'll check it out. Oh, there's a preview of the all new. Yeah, they've got a preview of the new X Factor too. It looks like on here. Yeah, they do.
So some of these are right around the corner.
They are.
Unlike DC, they're not bulking it up, and they did this before as well. They trickle them out, which is fine.
Yeah. I think the new Savage Wolverine is next week, and so is all new X Factor. Looks like.
I think it's a cheat with Savage Wolverine. It seems to me that, or is that continuing? Is it a continuing?
It is continuing, but they've got the big number one on it.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, if you look at it. It comes out the 8th. It's got the big number 1. Oh, maybe it is. No, that's a pre-release cover. I'm pretty sure we read that's a continuation.
Yeah, it is. It is a continuing title. Sorry.
No, that's fine. And they got some of the stuff on the actual Marvel page, too, I was looking at earlier today. So, a Q&A with Colin Bunn about the new Magneto series on here. So...
Obviously, I'll be picking up Daredevil. That's a given.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Probably Fantastic Four, James Robinson, Leonard Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will give the Loki book a try because I've come to enjoy the character with the movies and also Young Avengers. He's an appealing character.
Yeah, it looks like here they've been on Marvel's site. They've been doing a understanding, blah blah, whatever. They've got an Understanding Black Widow Part 2 I just found. I'm sure there's a number 1. And oh, there's an actual Marvel Now event page. All new Marvel Now event page. I'll be posting that on the links because it's got links to all of it there. There we go. Yeah, we got it. There's some previews of stuff, it looks like. Marvel Now. And it's got dates on here. October 2012 to December 2037. That's what it says. Well, okay then. All right.
All the way to my retirement years.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good to know. We'll have all number ones we can handle. All right. We need to wrap this up, boys and girls. We all got things to do. It's earlier.
You're recorded.
I've been watching it. The files. You know, size has been growing, so it's should be good.
Okay. I'm not touching that comment.
Yeah, I know. Just leave it alone. We'll see. Anyway, as always, you can email us at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let us know what you think, or you can join us on the Facebook page. Just do a little search for Tales from the Long Box, and you'll find us. And we also, you can comment on the actual episodes. We're also on Twitter, but, you know, I don't have time to mess with that. So, you can find it somewhere. It's on there. But anyway, that's about it for this week.
All right.
And we're out, boys and girls.
Bye.